Professor Zach, thank you again for interviewing with us at FMA Pulse. If you could tell us about yourself, your background in the martial arts, and how you got started.
Actually, I'm playing Balintawak, learned Balintawak through like a family because, my sister married to Chito Vélez, the son of our late grandmaster, Chofilo Vélez. So his son, Chito Vélez, married to my sister. So that's what happened. After I graduated in high school in Mindanao, so I moved to Cebu. So that's why I started to learn Arnis because I live in the school of Balintawak International Philippines Club that will be located in Sikatuna Street, Cebu City. That's what started learning the stick fighting at the age of 18 and until now.
What was it about Arnis that attracted you, that made you want to start taking that?
Arnis is different. For me, it's different because when I start see somebody doing the stick fighting, I admire their movements and the way they defend themselves. So that's what makes me inspired and to learn too.
You said you were studying since you were 18.
I grew up in Mindanao. I born in Mindanao, southern part of Philippines, in Cotabato. Our province is Sultan Kudarat. I grew up there. And then when I, at the age of 18, I moved to Cebu and I graduated in high school. So I, yeah.
And then when did you immigrate here to the States?
Oh, well, it's a long story. actually, I graduated in my college in Cebu City as a marine engineering. While I'm studying in Cebu, in my college, so I also live in school of Balintawak. So we keep practice that all the time, almost every night, 6 to 11. The classes begin to 6 to 11. So until I graduate college, I join in the ship, I'm a merchant. Mm. Yeah, I'm a seaman. That's
nice.
Right. So I joined the ship. So I work in the ship, so that's why. But actually, I went here to New York because my wife is physical therapist. She hired by the Lincoln Hospital here in New York. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you start teaching here in America?
Teaching is the most important thing when you are practicing martial arts. Because since in the Philippines, why I started to learning stick fighting, Billis tried to force me to learn Arnis, he's very strict. So when I learned that, so I started teaching in the Philippines. So I continued that until I worked in the ship, even though in the ship I encouraged the crew to join me and keep practicing. So and everywhere I go, so that's my, I put that as my hobby. So here, until I moved to New York, so I still continue practicing the stick fighting.
Can you tell us a little bit how it was learning in the Philippines and who some of your Balintawak classmates were?
My Balintawak classmates?
Yes, when you were learning in the Philippines?
Yeah, well, when I arrived in Cebu City, the school is very active at the time. So, really, he acts as a chief instructor there. And instructors are my brother, Chito Vélez, Eddie Vélez, also the brother, and Mooney. And then the students there are Nini. You heard about Nini Gabukayan?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah, Nini Gabukayan also is there. Bobby Tabuada mm-hmm. also is one of the instructors because he's a senior student of Balintawak. But actually, Bobby is he considered as an adopted son of Chofilo Vélez because he lived also in the mm-hmm. school. That's why he trained there. Also, Nick Ilizar. So many students there, but I forget some name because they were scattered. So some already dead, like Mio De La Rosa also, one of those practitioners who was there. Hector Rizari, but Hector Rizari I think is already passed away.
Did they tell you the history of Balintawak
and the origin?
As I learned, Anchung Bakon, our grandmaster, because I met Anchung Bakon, he is already old when I meet him. Actually, I don't practice him because he is already kind of old man. He only supervising us when we practice. But the Balintawak is coming, that will be founded by Anton Bacon. The Balintawak title, I think it's, that is the place where Anton Bacon practiced the stick fighting in the street of Balintawak in Cebu City. That was the origin there. So some people are asking, if where are you practicing? I practice in Balintawak. So that is in Balintawak Street, which is Anton Bacon, the one doing the stick fighting there. So that's why they start that name from Balintawak International Defense Club, because of we meet the group, you know, like Villasin, Villas was founder that the Balintawak International Defense Club in Sikatuna Street in Cebu City. Mm-hmm.
Master Zach, Balintawak has a very distinct look. When you look at Balintawak, you know it's Balintawak. What is it about Balintawak that makes it so distinct from other Filipino martial arts?
Well, you know, it's hard to compare because I think Filipino martial arts have different system, you know. Most of I observe, Filipino martial arts system is a lot. There is a Dosi Pares, there is a Balintawak, there is a Pikiti Telsia, there is a Muran Ani. But the Balintawak is... if you compare to the other system, the Balintawak is like close range kind of stick fighting system. And Balintawak is usually our training, actually we use one-on-one training. We are not a group, or, you know, if you compare to some martial arts that one instructor will have like mass training or you handle a big crowd, you know. But Balintawak is hard to do that. So I think that's the difference. Balintawak is doing mostly a training one-on-one and a close-range fighting martial art.
Oh, I see. So when you were learning in the Philippines, there was maybe just you and somebody else, or just you and the teacher?
This is what happened, you know. The training session is, we have a lot of instructors. The senior students will be act as instructors, so the beginners will be teached by the seniors. Let's say that there is a new student come, so the senior instructors will be handle those new students. So the learning will be started from the beginner. So if you are the beginners, you will be act as a beginners, and the instructors will be handle you. We have a lot of instructors in the handling because of those senior students.
So then when is the student able to learn under the more advanced instructors?
In training in stick fighting, actually village is very strict. He want you learn from the beginning, so you have to follow the
right
label, you know. It means that when you go for the advanced, usually you must master the basics.
Balintawak, that's usually a single stick system?
Yeah, it's a single stick fighting, you know. They specialize of Balintawak. Balintawak never use double stick. Maybe the double stick is like it's a kind of hand conditioning. Twirling of the stick is also we do, but just for hand conditioning, you know. That's normal for those people who are learning the stick fighting. You must learn how to twirl the stick, but he specialize in a single stick fighting.
Master Zach, did Anton Bacon, did he see an advantage over single stick compared to using two sticks? Why is it that he created his system as only single stick?
Actually, if you have a double stick, you know, you hold your hand with a double weapon. And I think the disadvantage is if you have a double stick, your hand both are occupied. But whereas a single stick, your hand, the one hand is empty, which is you can grab, you can punch, you know. There's a lot of things to do by the empty hand. So that is the difference. That's why the Balintawak like a single stick, because the other one is free. You know, you can grab, you can push, you can whatever you want to do. So you can do it. The training of Balintawak, actually, we want your speed. You know, the speed. The most important thing, you develop your speed. That is the most important thing. You know, because in martial arts, the speed and then timing, and then your the power, you know. So that was we specialize with that kind of training, you know. So we mastering that kind of movement. So we need that more fast and quick movements, and then at the same time counter to counter techniques like that. So the training is more like speed. So that is the very exciting part of Balintawak training, speed, timing, and the power. So you combine that and then think about the counter also. You have to react fast.
With new students, I'm sure when they first start, they go slow because they're learning the movements. But when do they actually start implementing the speed?
Because of the one-on-one training. If you notice the 12 basic strike like that, and then when you learn the 12 basic strike, and then that will be you teach to the basic defense and counter. So when you doing your 12 basic, we develop your control first. You know, the most important is your speed will be followed. But first, the most basic one there is we develop your control. The control is the most important thing. You know, when you develop your control. And also your control, and then the way how you hold the stick also, you know. Because in Balintawak, we strike, we are not doing moving our wrist, you know. We maintain our stick level 90 degrees to our wrist. And then that is the way how to deliver the strike. So the defense should be also the same angle. And then the training is for the beginners. We teach you how to develop your control. So when your control develop, and then that must be the speed gonna be followed for that. First, right. As long as you can develop
less injuries.
Yeah, right. You know, if without control, then you're gonna have injuries. You know, that's why they're very strict for Balintawak training. Is strict about the control. So because you know what's the use of training if you're gonna enjoy. So you know, if you will do like too much what do you call this, the power strike without control. So if you're gonna accidentally you're gonna hit that and so. Very bad when you're gonna enjoy. You know,
right.
That is, the rattan is hard. It's a hard material. You know, the hard.
Crack your skull.
And if you're gonna be hit in the head, whatever, or you know, so. So you know, that's the main thing. You know, develop your control first, so that you will enjoy the practice. That's the most important thing.
Excellent.
Control.
Has Balintawak has it changed over the years?
Balintawak, that's why our group, we call it World Original Chubbles Balintawak. Actually, you know, some people, maybe it depends on the person who learned the thing, which is, you know, some grandmasters, like if you learn and then you want to change the movement or the system, they're free. But actually, we're doing the same, you know, our group now, what I'm doing here, the same what they do in the Philippines also.
Are you adding any of your own techniques to it?
Well, you know, in stick fighting, the teachers, according to my teacher, like Chupido Villes, there's no secret in martial arts. Everything was given. Everything was given, and it depends to you how you learn it, you know. But the techniques, you can create your own techniques, by the way. You can discover sometimes the technique, you know. I think the technique depends to you. If you discover the technique, and then if you think that it's very effective, then why not? Why you don't use it, you know?
So, Master Zach, how does one advance in Balintawak?
First, you have what you call it, if you can master the basic. So, until you will master until group 5, you know? So, and then you will be given, like, the fundamentals of puk-puk and then the disarming like that. So, the advance is more difficult training because that is like a free
flow,
like a real fight, you know. So, that's why in advance, we call it palosot, which is there's no more students and instructors, like, who try to engage. And then engage with stick fighting with control. So you hitting each other, but that is a lot of control. So that is the training of advance. Then you can notice what is your weakness, and then you're gonna be how to make your weakness more stronger. You know. So that is the training of the advance. So it's more pre-show on the training.
Where do you see Balintawak going in the future? Do you see it evolving?
Oh, actually, we try this also our organization to be stronger and bigger. We do all the best as we can, you know. Like Bobby Tabada working on it. And Nick Elsar also, and some other groups. Try to make it more bigger and stronger. So,
do you have any students fighting competition like WECAF?
Well, you know, actually, I don't have any students go for competition anyway because the Balintawak system is are not for sports, so that's why it's difficult to engage in that case. Anyway, we try. I don't know yet, but right now it's hard to be engaged in that event like in sports because Balintawak, we don't want to have a gear or any cover, you know. It's just a regular attire, and then you will engage in stick fighting. You're supposed to be like kind of, yeah, but it is not, it's difficult because it might be causing a lot of injury, so it's not worse, you know. So that's a problem there, you know. So we train our students the best that, you know, to build your confidence. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. You training in the way that feel that very effective in any case, you know, like in actual situation. So that's the Balintawak doing the training their students. We train our students to build their confidence and be very effective in the real situation, engaging to how to survive, you know. So it's not the competition to build your name, that to build your your confidence. It's better to build your confidence through training, you know. So that's the Balintawak try to do.
Which leads us to our next question. Why do you think that Filipino martial arts is not as popular as like kung fu, karate, taekwondo?
Actually, the some system like taekwondo, kung fu, usually they are more in sports, you know. Why it's popular, you know, even Japanese sports, you see karate, it's very popular at all because of the sports competition. The Filipino martial arts, usually this is a weapon-oriented martial arts, which is if you engage this for competition or like in tournament, the problem there is severe injury. What they use if you're injured, you want to practice in order to be healthy, you know. We want to stay healthy, so we practice martial arts in order to, we believe that can protect our life, you know. So I think it's not necessary to go for competition like that. I think Filipino martial arts is about weapon-oriented because of maybe the blood warrior people, a lot of been invade the Philippines before, so that's why, yeah.
So what would you recommend for new people if they want to learn more about your system?
For me, if you learn the martial arts like Balintawak, you must go for consistent training, you know. If you learn it, teach it, you know. Don't keep it. Don't stop. You have to be consistent in your goal. If you want to learn good, you have to hard work for that and then teach it to the next generation what you had, you know. Don't just keep it yourself and then stop training because you know already. So, actually, you know, in Balintawak system, we have a pattern to follow also in order to obtain your learning. So you must learn first. We have this basic level like 12 basic strikes and then defense and counter. So when you learn defense and counter, you have a random. After that random and defense and counter, we have pak gang. And then you have after pak gang, so random the pak gang. And then we have our grouping. You know, the grouping is group one is lifting and clearing. And group two is lifting and clearing as well as head movements. And group three is a preparation for body flexibility. Group four is preparation for speed and reflex, like that. Number five. Group five is defense against punches while stick fighting in motion. So when you complete that pattern, so we have to master that movement. So then, and then you will develop your control. Then you will be teach to handle the new beginner students, that the beginners, to teach the beginners. You have to comply the group 5 before you start to teach.
So getting to group 5, how long does that normally take a student to achieve that?
Well,
on average.
It depends. Actually, the group 5, it depends on the person anyway. I observe some students are very fast mm-hmm. learners, some are slow, you know. If you are fast enough, maybe for a few months, you know, maybe 3 months, you can master group 5. It depends if how long you will train for daily, you know. Maybe if you practice for every day, maybe mm-hmm. 1 month, you can get that group 5, you know. But if you practice once a month, so it depends. And then it depends on the person who also, as I say, that some are fast learners, some are slow.
Since Filipino martial arts is weapons-based, do you teach anyone or do they have to be a certain age?
Actually, the Balintawak system have no limit to teach, you know, as long as people is conscious. Some kids you can teach young, like maybe 6 or 7 years old or even old people mm-hmm. because there's no acrobatic movements anyway. We don't have any too much movements, like unnecessary movements, so we only practice about how to real self-defense, about engaging a weapon, you know, like that. So I think everyone can be practice the Balintawak. There's no restriction. I think as long as you are interested, and that's it, you know, you can learn Balintawak. Because there's no, anyway, special acrobatic movement, so no certain labor. Even old people, I encourage even old people. As also, there, at the same time, they have exercise or, you know, physical fitness. At the same time, they learn how to protect themselves.
Is there any knife training in Balintawak?
Knife training? Well, you know, this is stick fighting, actually. That is already, if you convert it to short, that is the same as you can use like a knife, you know. So if you longer, so actually the stick is, we consider it a sharp mm-hmm. thing, you know, or a bladed weapon. Yeah, but use only the stick because of course, you are only practicing. So if you use the blade, you're going
right.
to get a lot of injury. So it's not worth. So if you learn Balintawak, you will notice that you can handle the knife the same way you move that. The same way that you use the stick fighting.
So all the movements in Balintawak are designed so you could use whatever is available.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. You can use the stick you use is short, so it means that it's considered as knife. You mm-hmm. make it longer, so it's considered as a machete or a bladed weapon. So the same pattern that you will apply in the training. So, well, it's not really like some, you see that the knife like for training. We don't much doing that, but we do always stick fighting. But if you will convert it to weapon or no weapons, the same movements, you know, that's why the stick is just only an...
Right, so it applies to empty hand also,
the
movements. Hand.
Yeah, that is also as part of the empty hand. Also, you can use empty hand, your hand. If you have no stick, that is considered empty hand. The same movements what you do in the stick fighting, you know, the same pattern you can use. That's why there is always counter to counter, you know. The most important thing that you know how to counter it. So the same way you handle, you hold the stick and without stick, it's the same movements you can use.
Well, Master Zach, thank you very much for interviewing with us.
Well, thank you very much also.